I just got a package from Roja Parfums. If you're unfamiliar, this is a super luxurious fragrance house that was started by the world-renowned perfumer Roja Dove. He was formerly a global ambassador for Guerlain and started Roja back in 2011. When I first got into fragrances, this brand was intimidating to me because their blends are super complex, and at the time, it kind of went over my head. But now that my nose is a little bit more seasoned, I'm excited to try these out. Let's start off with Isola Verde. Look at how beautiful this bottle is. Now, this is a fruity floral scent that's anything but basic. You're starting off with a sweet but tart, slightly watery fruitiness coming from a clementine, a melon, a guava that has a slightly underripe green characteristic about it that keeps it from being too candy sweet. The fruitiness is supported with florals that come off fresh, clean, dewy, and almost cold smelling. Magnolia, osmanthus, lily of the valley, these flowers that are going to have a little bit of a sheer characteristic. But in the base is where things start to get a little interesting. You get this spicy combination of pink pepper, cardamom, patchouli, with this dry, earthy characteristic coming from a sandalwood, a cedarwood, and a tobacco. This really does a 180, but it makes it so much more interesting than just a plain fruity floral. Next is Isola Sol. I think this one is the best creamy tropical floral scent that I've ever tried. On my skin, I'm getting a strong emphasis on ylang ylang with a little bit of jasmine and neroli in the background, with a salty, citrusy coconut water, with the most beautiful warm, musky, woody base. Now, I find tropical floral coconut fragrances super duper redundant, but this one is done to perfection, and I could have this and none others for the rest of my life and still be happy. Next is Isola Blue. Admittedly, out of all of them, this one is a little bit challenging to my nose and not of my personal taste. It comes off grassy, herbal, a little bit citrusy and woody on my skin, but personally, it's just not for me. But I saved my favorite for last. Ugh! Oceana. Now, with a name like Oceana, I thought that this was going to be an aquatic, salty sea breeze scent, but that's not what I'm getting out of this. I'm getting something that smells like the finest Italian soap that money can buy. We're getting a ton of citruses, lemon, lime, grapefruit, an herbal touch coming from rosemary, thyme, lavender, which I'm not the biggest fan of, but in this, it is so well done. This soft floral powderiness coming from violet, iris, musk, and an incredibly comforting base of sandalwood, vanilla, and benzoin. Dear heavens, I need a full bottle of this one. I don't have a lot of fragrances from this brand, and I'm just kind of getting to know it now. So if there's some fragrances from Roja that I should try, let me know in the comments.